evening.
Good evening. Talk to Maya.
Good evening. We'll start in about. Good evening, all. We'll start. Hug Samaya. We'll start in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So we are starting. We'll start with the Lashon Yehud. And we are starting section 23. And we're starting with verse 211. And this is a long section that is rather esoteric. So, Hashem Yehud Shaper Yehud Ishkin Tevit Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himud Le'afda Le'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Be'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasov Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. Vayhi Binei Amrachel Melech Shinar Wigomer, Rabbi Yosei Patach, Miheir Mimitzrach, Tedech Yitzrayehu Liraglo Wigomer Haikira Ukmuha Avrayayo Aval Haikira Baraza Dehachmeta Ihu Dehataninan Hashiva Rakin Avad Kudshabarichu le'ela v'kol kol ho v'ishta moda yikara d'kudshabarichu v'kol ho kaimin le'oda'a razadim hemnuta ila. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion of the verse, and it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, the king of Shinar, with the text, who raised up one from the east, whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot. Although this passage has already been explained, it has another explanation in accordance with the secret of wisdom. We have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, created seven firmaments on high, which are the lower seven sephirot of Atzilut, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. The purpose of them all is to acknowledge the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, and they exist to proclaim the secret of the supernal faith. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Please note, the sephirot are firmaments. Here are two meanings of the word firmament from the internet. One, the heavens or the sky, especially when regarded as a tangible thing. 2. A sphere or worldview as a collection of people. With this in mind, is consciousness tangible? Are Sephirot tangible to you? Questions, comments, thoughts. Well, don't everybody ask you a question right away.
Well, I think it's different for each person.
Go ahead, Martha.
Well, it all depends on the conscious mind. I mean, to some, they're real. For some, they're untouchable. I mean, we have several senses that we can see, hear, feel, taste, touch, you know. So, I think it's just on the individual.
What is the verse saying? What is the verse saying to you?
That they're real.
And that they are physical firmaments.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the Van Allen belts?
Briefly. Don't know much about it, but I've heard of it.
Well, you can do a Google search and get a quick rundown on it. But the Van Allen belts are radiation belts that are, but there's coincidentally, there are 7 of them. And they're referred to as firmaments.
Okay. Well, that's true. I mean, the closer you get to the sun, it's like radiation, basically, and we have radiation in our medical field as well.
Correct.
So, it was brought down from one of those firmaments, right, and channeled into a mechanism, huh?
The radiation that comes from an X-ray machine, as an example, it doesn't come from the firmaments.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come from the Van Allen belts. Radiation that comes from the X-rays we have a mechanism that shoots out rays of radiation, and it goes through the body and then impinges upon a picture or a plate, and it creates a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different than the firmaments. The firmaments are the radiation belts that protects, the Van Allen belts actually protect the Earth from all of the radiation that comes from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I do remember something to that effect. I think we discussed that at one time.
We have discussed it off and on, but or hinted at it.
Right. So is there more, so there's deeper learning here with this verse that we're not connecting to?
Correct. Just go look at the word Amraphel. The first 2 letters spell the word Im. And Raphael is a 3-letter root. I would have to look up what it is.
Melissa, Raphael having to do with healing?
I think you're right, but let's make sure because I forgot.
Yeah, I'm looking in my name dictionary to see if it's in there. You know, regular definition, not. Yes, in the dictionary it says sayer, S-A-Y-E-R, of darkness, and fall of the sayer, S-A-Y-E-R. And they spell it with a P-H instead of an F, which doesn't mean anything, you know, it's not really any difference. Both P-H and F make the F sound in English.
And my dictionary says that it's not a three-letter root.
Okay.
It's a two-letter root. Let me verify that.
It just reminded me of the word Raphael, you know, the
yeah.
answer that brought to it.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, you know, the sun is a healing tool as well.
Okay, the two-letter root is Pei Lamed.
Pei Lamed.
And it has the following meaning: spelling, dethrone, prostrate, drop, abort, overthrow, or topple. Now, if you go back and say, this is the mother, the head mother of overthrow, of change, essentially. Now, Amraphel is a name of a king who was, and Shinar is the, has something to do, because we're talking in Genesis, it has something to do with the Tower of Babel. He was the king of the Tower of Babel, who created, was making it work. But if you pull the name apart and parse it like I just did, it's telling you that it's toppling the head of Eam, and Eam being the mother would be the Sephirah of Bina. So that's the beginning of some deeper discussion, if we want to go there. Or we can go on to the next verse. It's up to you.
No, we can go there. Deeper meaning. We're there. We can stay.
Okay. So is there a question that occurs to you?
I'm just thinking along the line of sometimes when you're on a project, you can kind of tell which Sephirot you're at in that project. That was the thought that came to me.
Okay. Look at the verse from Isaiah in English. Who raised up one from the east, whom righteousness met when wherever he set his foot. And if we go back to what was explained, as it says, this passage has already been explained. One from the east is Abraham, coming out of the east. Righteousness is the manifestation in the land of Israel. It's Malchut. And wherever he set his foot is also, righteousness is Yesod. As he traveled around the land of Israel, wherever he set his foot was he was unifying what the physical item, the physical nature of the land, he was unifying it with its spiritual root. That's what was explained in previous sections.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's telling us, it's really not going that far, but it's, if we continue to read it, it's saying that Hashem created the seven Sefirot, and their purpose is to acknowledge the glory of the Holy One. Now, every Sefirot has a world, and the world has many different aspects. Each world has its own aspect, or many different aspects. And their purpose is to acknowledge, to appreciate Hashem. And that it's hinting to us that this is not what the Tower of Babel, the people who were building the Tower of Babel, were willing to do. It's literally helping us understand what was the mistake of the people of the Tower of Babel, that Hashem felt that he had to confuse the languages.
They were all in unity with that purpose of building.
They were all in unity, and that's why he didn't destroy them. But their purpose, their unification, their consciousness of unity was to overthrow the king, which is Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to be beholden, to have to appreciate Hashem. They didn't want to accept it. They're saying, no, we're equal to you if we're unified. And we want to overthrow you. And that's why his name is Amraphel. And Shinar is the city that they lived in, and that they built the Tower of Babel within.
What's the name of the city again?
Shinar,
okay.
Now let's go look at the meaning of Shinar.
Shin, R.
Passion.
Yeah, fire and passion. Nar. Noon.
If you reverse the letters, it's Reish Yayin, it means evil.
Yeah.
The fallen passion of evil. It was the city that didn't want to acknowledge Hashem. That's why they were building the tower.
Were they trying to pierce through the firmament?
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. And what did they think they were going to accomplish by that? I mean, they weren't in control.
They were going to change the order of the worlds. Change the order of the firmaments. They wanted the left column to be superior to the right column.
Mm-hmm. Well, my
desire for myself is more important than sharing with others. That's what they wanted to change. We're in a world that says we need to share, and that's more important than our individual desires.
My name dictionary says tooth of the city, then it has a question mark, and then it has a colon, and says change of the city. They work.
Mm-hmm. Chain, as in chain?
No, change. It's as if the author of the dictionary didn't understand the meaning tooth of the city. T-O-O-T-A.
Okay.
But the word shen means tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Aramaic.
Mm-hmm. But to have a colon, and then he's got change of the city. So.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking with a student today, and I was going back over the basic class number 3 that talks about the Hebrew letters. And I was explaining that the Hebrew letters is the first, in order to create, Hashem needed to speak, and he needed to speak Hebrew words, whatever that means and whatever that looks like, because we know he doesn't have a mouth and he doesn't really speak in the context of what we do. But the discussion was, if you take every word and look at the letters, you'll be able to get an understanding of the word. And I explained the word Av, meaning father, Aleph and Bet. Aleph has the essence of unity, and Bet is the essence of the vessel. It's the essence of a house. So the word father means the house of unity. The word El, Aleph Lamed, the name of God, Kel, means Aleph is unity and Lamed is teaching, or teacher. And God is a teacher of unity. So we begin to understand if we look at the individual letters in any given word. It's a very powerful tool that we don't utilize often enough. We're about out of time, so if you have any other quick questions, go ahead.
Not at the moment.
You all have a beautiful evening.
You too, Hanok. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, is anybody interested in having a class on for the next class, or just should I forego it?
We're not going to read the Megillah.
I'm not planning to read the Megillah. I'm planning to study the Megillah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. We have a class.
Now that the phone has stopped ringing.
But it stopped ringing. It's leaving a, you know, I have an answering machine, so hopefully I got it.
I'm not planning to read the Megillah like we've done in previous years, but I am planning to study the Megillah.
Okay.
All right, we will. I have a recording, so I'll... Okay, thank you. That'll be at 7. It's closed on.
Yeah, it'll be at the normal time, so the 7 o'clock class,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.